why do you think I have a lot of Minion knowledge?
I don't think you have a lot of Minion knowledge. I know you have a lot of Minion knowledge.
I have a lot of knowledge about random things. The Minions, yes, is a random thing. So yeah,
it's part of it, and I think you should own it.
Okay, I'll own it.
I think you have a lot of Minion knowledge because you're on TikTok a lot. And I think that it's just a natural thing for your Gemini brain, even though you're not a Gemini sun, but you have so many Gemini placements that just absorbs all information.
Give me all the info.
Holds it for eternity. Also, I think you've seen more of the Minion movies than I have.
Actually, no.
How many Minion movies have you seen?
I saw the first Despicable Me, and then I saw Minions.
Yeah, that's already more than I have.
And then I just saw the recent one, the Minions Rise of Gru.
How many? There's been 4 Minion movies and you've seen 3 of them?
I think there's more than that. I think there might be 5. I think there's a Despicable Me 2, a Despicable Me 3, and then Minions. Because Minions is a separate compared to Despicable Me. Minions is like a spinoff.
You're right. There are 3 Despicable Me movies.
Yeah, and then 2 Minions movies.
So there are 5 Minion movies, 3 Despicable Me movies, and then 2 Minion movies, one that just came out. And of those, of 5, you've seen 3.
Yes.
So you've already seen more than half.
Yeah. And I heard the other ones are actually good. Maybe.
I had such a strong hatred for the Minions when they came out, and I still do, but it's waning a little bit, to be honest.
I was very indifferent.
You were just indifferent? No, it was one of those things where, you know, when your brain, whatever you see, it makes a sound like nails in a chalkboard inside of your brain.
Yes.
That is how I felt anytime I saw a Minion.
You didn't even need to hear the Minion, because that's exactly what the Minions sound like.
My favorite color used to be yellow, Lane.
Oh, wow. You might want to not hear this little nugget, but this has been going on around, I get on TikTok as well, saying that the Minions are Latine.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Well, they speak a mixture of Spanish and English. And
I do kind of get it, though. Like, that honestly makes sense in my soul. The part of me that is Latina is like, oh god, wait, that does make sense though. I have not heard that.
Yeah, this is kind of a new thing that folks have been talking about. Yeah, I'm reading right now from, you know, 2010's favorite website, BuzzFeed, from 6 days ago.
Of course, it's BuzzFeed.
The Minions are Mexican. Twitter is joking about Minions being Latino, but the theory dates back years. Minions are very popular piñatas.
That I have seen.
And ice cream bars.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I feel like the bubblegum eyes.
Oh, we could do a whole episode on bubblegum eye pops. You know that. You know I'm obsessed with bubblegum eye pops. Yeah.
My favorite was the Bratz doll ones.
Oh.
Like, let me get 2 of those bad bitches right there.
Double fisting Bratz dolls. See, this is the elder millennial showing. My go-to is always the Raphael Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one.
Oh my gosh, you said Raphael and I was like, who is that?
Wow.
I know, I am such a fake 90s kid, mostly because I don't remember the 90s like at all. I had a shirt in high school that was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the reason why I had this shirt was not really because I loved the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but because Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez made a video on YouTube, and Selena Gomez is like, I'm repping my boys, and she stands up and she's like, Power Rangers, and she has a Power Rangers shirt on. And then Miley Cyrus, they made a video, Miley and Mandy made a video making fun of Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato, where they just obliterated them. They basically did the entire video, but in the worst characterizations of them as possible. They did like the SNL version of Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato.
Okay.
And they have like really thick emo bangs and like dark eyeliner that like Demi Lovato would wear. And Miley Cyrus is like, guess what I've got, my boys? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles!
This is the weirdest beef
It was such a weird beef. But they were like teenagers.
It goes with the time too, because I'm thinking, you're saying 2014 this happened. This is the, you know, when it was so, like, Comic Cons were super popular. Yes. That geek culture, that mm-hmm. Big Bang Theory bullshit was yes. really popular. It was really in the cultural huge. Zeitgeist of, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, and I think also Power Rangers was brought back into the theaters around this time too, the reboot.
This yeah. was when Hot Topic had rebranded itself from goth to nerd culture. Mm. And when graphic tees were super in, and for some reason all celebrities dressed in short denim shorts with fishnets or ripped up leggings underneath with boots and a graphic tee. And an infinity scarf.
Oh, the infinity scarves.
It was a strange time. And I did not care about the Power Rangers or the Ninja Turtles. I only cared about Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus. And so I naturally had a Ninja Turtle shirt and a Power Ranger shirt. And I would wear them and be a fake fan. And when people asked me who my favorite Ninja Turtle was, I'd say Miley Cyrus.
It's very all I know. It's honestly gatekeeping anyway, if someone says, oh, what's your favorite turtle? Oh, you don't like the turtles?
Yeah. Right.
Pop culture gatekeeping was really at its peak in the
hipster
in
culture.
The 2010s.
The hipster apex. Mm-hmm. And during this time, like this hipster apex is, well, like a little bit right before it was when Despicable Me, the first movie, came out in 2010.
Right. Yeah. Summer of 2010.
So it went off and went super popular. And then the following movies were throughout the 2010s.
I feel like the movie wasn't popular. So I was just about graduating college at this point. I feel like the movies weren't really popular with people my age. I know, like, I guess kids enjoyed them.
I saw right, it's a kid's movie.
Right, exactly. But I didn't see this in theaters. However, I did see the new one, Minions Rise of Gru, in theaters.
Because things are different now. Here's the thing. The movie itself is still very much a family movie. It's very much a family animated movie that's made for kids. And the reason why I hated it so much was because I thought the Minions were absolutely insufferable. Their voices annoy me. It is like nails on a chalkboard inside of my brain anytime I hear them. And I was a nanny. I was working as a nanny at this time to different families. And of course, all of the little kids were obsessed with the Minions. It was the only thing they would watch.
You know what the Minions are like? And this is, folks are going to say, yes, exactly. The Minions are like if you basically cloned Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
From
I'm already in, yes.
Star Wars. Like, that's what it is. It's just a million annoying as fuck Jar Jar Binks-eye? Binkses?
Okay. Binksies?
Binksay?
But here's
their
the
voices
thing.
Are like, they're like, bellow, bada. It's like
it's the worst.
It's okay. So it's so
banana,
not banana. Okay, so 90s culture here. It is Jar Jar Binks mixed with the Budweiser frog.
I don't know who the Budweiser frog is.
Yeah, see, this is, it's very, very popular Super Bowl commercial. I want to say 1996, 1997. Frogs just going bud. Why, Zer? That was it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was such a time. There was such a time where it was always like a weird animal promoting a product. Like the hamsters dancing in the 2010s.
Taco Bell Chihuahua. Oh, that's another one. So, yeah.
Well, that's the 90s. The 80s and 90s is the Taco Bell Chihuahua. But the hamsters dancing to dubstep for.
Oh, yes. Kia's song. Yes. Hamsters. And then one of the hamster dancers, I think, ended up going to prison. That was like a rumor.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Tax fraud or something, I think.
Oh my gosh. I believe you. I don't question the knowledge that's trapped in the recesses of your brain. I know it's there. I don't question it. But What were we saying? We were talking about the minions.
How annoying they are. Yes. So I want to bring it back that, so I mentioned the Taco Bell Chihuahua. So yeah, the minion is kind of like the Taco Bell Chihuahua, the Budweiser frog, and Jar Jar Binks.
I disagree. I don't think you can put the Taco Bell Chihuahua in that category.
Taco Bell Chihuahua is kind of cool.
Was so suave and adorable and cool.
The minions are not suave.
Annoying. Not suave at all. The minions, not suave. They're not even in the same world that suave exists in.
I've seen minion memes where they're like dressed like James Bond with like.
Oh my god, that's true. With a little martini. Yeah. Again, the Facebook mom memes of the minions.
Thank God it's Friday.
The Facebook momification of the minions.
Yeah, but now we see that it's coming back to the original owners. The original owners of the minions.
Original generation. The children
who grew up with Despicable Me are now in their early 20s, in their late teens. And now... Okay,
I really want to get into this point that you're about to make.
Yeah.
But I cannot let us get there until I make a case for Jar Jar Binks.
I want to hear about your case for Jar Jar Binks. Misa, want to hear your case.
Okay, here's my case for Jar Jar Binks.
Worst fucking character ever.
False. It's okay, funny. So listen, Jar Jar Binks... I was a kid. I loved Jar Jar Binks. One, because he was chaotic and very ridiculous comic relief. And I always wanted to be funny. And I was just an annoying kid trying to make jokes. So I looked at Jar Jar Binks and I was like, that's my guy right there.
It wasn't Joan Rivers. It was Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks is my dude.
You're like Jar Jar Binks. My comedic stylings of Jar Jar Binks inspired.
comedy in the style of Jar Jar Binks. But okay.
Misa, do stand really... up.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. I love it. But I really love cringe humor, right? So I just appreciated Jar Jar Binks for what they were trying to do with that character, mostly because I felt like it was pretty obvious that Jar Jar Binks was manipulating everybody. I felt like that was so obvious. In every movie that I saw, I was like, this guy obviously knows something. He's playing dumb because he doesn't want people to suspect him. Mm. And the whole time, if you see him, he's like in the background and always listening and like using his hands in the way that the Jedi use their powers. And I was like, obviously this guy is evil. And I thought it was so fascinating to see a villain that was so cleverly disguised as the idiot sidekick character that Star Wars is just known for. And I was so on board with it. And everyone hated Jar Jar Binks so much because I felt like they couldn't see the potential and the intention of what they were actually setting up with Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
And because people hated it so much, they had to change the vision. And so Jar Jar Binks went from this is truth. Now it is confirmed by the actor who has played Jar Jar Binks himself that Jar Jar Binks was originally going to be the Sith Lord. And because everyone hated him so much, they had to rework the entire story and get Jar Jar Binks out of there. But imagine how absolutely insane it would be for the fandom to hate this character so much and never suspect that he had anything of depth or value to add to the story. And then all of a sudden he's the main villain.
Misa, he's actually the Sith Lord. Evil.
That would be hilarious. But, like, I feel like he would completely drop the Misa stuff. You know what I mean?
You think he dropped the Misa? I feel like that would be a minion. That would be a minion dropping the bellow or the.
but if a minion is actually evil and.
The minions are
has
evil.
Has only been. Well, that's true. I forget
that
they are. Yeah,
because Gru is evil.
But, like, they themselves aren't evil. They're just easily manipulated. And that's boring to me. I want them to be evil because they're evil.
You gotta see Rise of Gru. You'll get a whole
that's
different
the thing.
Perspective
I think
of
that
the minions.
They might. I think I'll be like, I always hated the minions, but they kind of grew on me.
Oh! Love that.
So I think I'm willing to give them a chance now, but if I have to kind of get into that mindset of like this annoying thing that I hate and that people hate, there's something to it here. And the thing that has made me aware that there might be something here is because I recently went to the movie theater to go see The Black Phone. And while I was there, I walked out of the movie theater and I kid you not, I saw five groups of teen boys. The smallest group we saw was like four people. The largest group we saw was about 10 people. And every single one of them were wearing suits. And they were walking into the movie theater in suits. And I was like, what are all these teen boys going to the movies in a suit for? And then I saw one of them holding a banana.
Yeah, they're Rocky Horror Picture Showing it, basically.
They are literally Rocky Horror...
Rocky Horror Picture Showing it.
They are Rocky Horror Picture Showing it.
Mm-hmm. And it's annoying people. They've been banning... They said no teen boys in suits to see Minions Rise of Gru. Yeah, some theaters are trying to put a stop to it because of throwing popcorn, they're throwing bananas and et cetera. Yeah.
That is the coolest thing that has happened in a movie franchise since Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
Is that all these teens are coming together to Rocky Horror, the Minions of all things. And it's
pretty funny.
Immediately made me realize that I had been disrespecting a culture of a generation that is coming up after me. And that the things that they thought were funny when they were 10 years old, they're now 20. And so the things that when we were young adults, when we were 20, I don't know how old you were when you were graduating college, but I was about 19 when Despicable Me came out. And I was way too old for it.
Yeah, I was definitely too old for it.
We were not in the demographic. Nope. And so this thing that was just annoying or you were indifferent about became a Facebook mom meme.
Yes.
Because the moms on Facebook were the ones watching it with their 8-year-old, 10-year-old kids. So we are caught in such a unique generational divide of what the Minions are.
And we're
this
not
is a
in
huge
it.
Gap.
We're not in this gap. Millennials aren't in it.
At all. We are not represented in the Minion culture. And we don't need to be.
We're Switzerland in this battle of pop culture because it wasn't affected by us. Yes, we saw... Okay, movie came out 2010. We start seeing... I mean, 2010 meme culture was in its infancy, really. So then we'd see the boomerfication. I've used this phrase before in our Chugi episode. The boomerfication of the Minions... using the memes like, you know, it's Monday, like basically stuff from like Garfield cartoons from years prior. Hang in there, baby, it's Friday with Minions. And we see this.
And even sexy Minion memes.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of...
You showed me those.
Yes, I did show you the sexy Minion memes.
I did not believe that there was going to be a Minion in lingerie, and you proved me wrong about that.
Yeah, very X-rated Minion memes.
But yeah, so it's like the Facebook mummification of the Minion memes, like the wine moms that are posting Minion memes. Like, it would be a Minion meme and then someone promoting their MLM. Like, buy these leggings. They're soft like butter, and it's a Minion holding
Minion
butter.
Minion selling LuLaRoe. pyramid scheme Minion.
So, that is a whole culture of the Minions.
Picturing a Minion in leggings.
Literally a Minion in leggings.
So, you brought a point up earlier about, you know, we were in this generational gap of the Minions. I'm surprised that we never did that. I mean, there's a little bit of age gap between us, but when Shrek came out, I'm surprised we didn't do that with Shrek. Like, with the Shrek
Shrek is amazing.
Right, exactly.
So
I know Shrek is amazing.
Anyone who watches Shrek, no matter what age you are, you're going to love it.
Right, but I'm surprised we didn't go to the theater and do that with Shrek, you know?
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
You were saying that you were surprised that there's not, like, such a generational divide with Shrek.
No. I'm surprised we didn't go to the theater for the other ones and, like, go all crazy. Oh, we were all stuck on the Harry Potter shit then.
Oh, God, we were so stuck on Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Imagine how great it would have been to Rocky Horror Picture Show Shrek and just show up with a bunch of onions.
Yes. It's perfect. It's a perfect movie franchise to do that.
My confession is, to this day, the only version of Holding Out for a Hero that I know is the version from Shrek that the fairy godmother sings.
There's some great music in the new Minion movie. You get it.
I imagine there is, because it takes place in the 70s,
right? It takes place in the 70s, yes. So there's a, no spoilers, but there is a scene towards the end of the movie where I just completely lost it. I completely lost it. Minions are singing in the style of a gospel choir to a tune, to a Rolling Stones song. So mind you, I saw the Minion movie, Rise of Gru, opening night. It's a Thursday night showing. It was like a 7:30 showing. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go. I went a little stoned, right? That's the only way you got to see a Minion movie. Just my personal preference. Thoroughly enjoyed it. The edible hit when that scene came towards the end of the movie. And I lost it. Completely lost it.
Oh my god, that took a long time for that edible to hit.
Yeah, about 90 minutes. Yeah.
Oh god. You should have timed it better.
Yeah. I feel like a hipster because I saw it on Thursday opening night. There were no gentle minions in my theater. I didn't know about the gentle minion thing until last Tuesday, when I came back from a trip for July 4th weekend. And then at work, people were talking about it. And I was like, wow, okay.
So you're like, wow, I saw the Minions before they were cool.
I know, right? Such a hipster D-bag.
I love that they are calling themselves the Gentle Minions. That is hilarious to me.
It's adorable.
It's so cute. I just want to protect Gen Z at all costs. And the thing is that I love anything that is so committed to the bit that it becomes a thing that people are doing in actual reality. It started as a meme, and it's like the two tickets to like insert movie here meme, where it's someone who is super dressed up as if they're going to an opera or something like that. And then it's like, two tickets to the Minions Rise of Gru, please.
I love it.
And that became such a huge meme and became so popular and widely shared that it just took off. And online, on Twitter and on TikTok, they started calling themselves the Gentle Minions. And now people are dressing up like they're going to prom, going to see the Minions movie. And I respect that. I respect that so much that it makes me reconsider my feelings about this entire franchise. Because this thing that I hated for so long, I realized that like 8-year-olds are now like 16-year-olds or 20-year-olds, and they're dressing up to go to the Minions because they're reclaiming, or not reclaiming, but they're owning something that has defined the absurdist humor of their generation, and they're taking it to a level that is even funnier. There is nothing that Gen Z can't take and make funnier.
So when I found out about the Gentle Minions thing, it touched me in my soft nostalgia parts, because in college, my first year of college, I went to a school called Arcadia University. It used to be called Beaver College for Women. Insert jokes here. It was co-ed.
Beaver?
Called Beaver College since the 1800s. And then they had to change their name when like the internet started.
When people got too kinky about it.
Yeah. So they had to change their name. And it's been co-ed since the 70s, but it used to be Women's College. But so my freshman year there, I lived on campus. And there was a diner right across from the campus called Michael's Diner. It was open 24 hours a day, real terrible service, terrible food, whatever. But we used to dress up and go to wear suits, dresses, pearls, yada, 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 and go to the diner at like 2:30 in the morning. They really loved us there, you know, the staff.
That's so cute. My connection to that is I was a theater kid. And after having a show, we would go out with our stage makeup on to like Del Taco or Denny's. It was always Denny's at like 2 a.m., right? Because Denny's is the home of the theater kids. We never did anything embarrassing like sing songs in the middle
Rent.
Of Denny's.
La Vie Boheme and Denny's.
We didn't like push the tables together and do La Vie Boheme. Although if that would have gotten started, I would have done it.
Yeah.
Do you remember whenever people would do, like, the mannequin challenge in malls and stuff where people would just freeze?
Yeah, I remember seeing it. But I don't remember actually, like, experiencing it firsthand, someone doing the mannequin challenge.
I was a part of so many mannequin challenges.
I feel like that's your brand, though. I don't know why.
That's very on brand for me. To just be kind of a cringy person doing things with no embarrassment of myself. Like, I'm not afraid of embarrassing myself.
So, question for you. You have not seen Minions Rise of Gru yet. Are you going to see it? And if you are going to see it, are you going to dress up in a suit?
Okay, so I really do want to see this movie, mostly because I want to dress up in a suit.
Yes.
So the answer to your questions is, if I do see this movie, I will absolutely be wearing a suit. A suit or a ball gown. Mm. Whatever I feel more comfortable in that day, I will. It'll be great. But yeah, as far as this, the cultural divide of the Minions movie going from 2010 family comedy Despicable Me into a spin-off franchise, into Facebook mom meme, into now a symbol of the Gen Z apex of comedy.
It's a wild ride.
And cringe humor. It is truly a wild ride. And I'm for it. The Facebook moms couldn't get me to care about it, but the gentle Minions might get me to care about the Minions.
Well, the memes suck, so, you know.
The memes are terrible. Another thing that's happening right now with the Minions is that the New York Times posted an article in the critic's notebook, and the title is, "The Real Reason the Minions Have Taken Over the World."
This is dated when?
It's dated for July 7th, 2022.
Oh, wow. So last week.
This is recent. Yeah, this is literally last week.
Gentle Minion.
Yeah. So basically this article is saying that the Despicable Me movies are a distraction away from the things that actually matter the most about the Despicable Me movies, which is the Minions.
Exactly.
It says, quote, "The Minions are the substance. The Minions aren't voiced by celebrities. The Minions don't make timely pop culture references. The Minions just hit gag after gag, pure physical comedy without borders. And that is how the Minions took over the world."
Yeah. So end quote. So the next morning, after I go see the Minion movie, I have a doctor's appointment, and it's a queer clinic, right? And this little kid is there, and he has a giant Minion plush, and he's like holding it. He's around like 7 years old, 8 years old. And I said, "Hey, did you see the new Minions movie?" Like a creeper. "Hey, did you see the new Minions movie last night?" And his dad's like, "No, we haven't seen it, but we're going to see it today, you know, tonight." And the little kid goes, "Don't give me any spoilers, but can I ask you one thing?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. What?" He's like, "Is there a lot of Minions in it?" And I was like, "Yeah, there's a lot of Minions in it."
Oh my God. So yeah, the kid knows it.
See, this little kid who is not
Gen
Z. That's
too cute.
Knows what he likes. He likes the Minions. The Minions are what people go to the movie for. And this is a Minion movie, because this is not a Despicable Me movie. This is Minions Rise of Gru.
So I guess the Minions are really just out here giving the people what they want. And I can't be mad at that.
It's very, I mean, the humor is very slapstick. If you really want to compare it, it's
Three Stooges.
I was just, you took the words right out of my mouth, of course. I was just going to say, it's very akin to the Three Stooges. 100%.
Yeah. 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 And that's the way in which I can get behind it. Because I've always really loved physical comedy. My mom raised me on Laverne and Shirley. My dad raised me on the Three Stooges. I'm very into physical comedy, and I think that's the way in which I can view the Minions. I'll be interested to see if my opinion of it really does change when I go see Rise of Gru, if I do suddenly somehow like the Minions, just because culturally it makes more sense in my brain now, because it's a bit that I can be in on. It's something that I feel like the humor of the Minions isn't just mindlessly being consumed. It's actually something that is like a joke in and of itself.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. I can appreciate taking something that is kind of ridiculous and making it this thing that you really love, and then taking it to a new extreme of why you love it and making a case for it. Because basically, I think that the Minions are just the Gen Z version of my Jar Jar Binks.
But I feel like maybe the Minions are more well-liked than Jar Jar.
Oh, for sure. You're... Culturally, there's so... The Minions are loved.
Yeah.
Loved.
Yeah.
I'm the odd man out here.
Yeah. Also, like, this also gives me a better perspective of... I was really quick to judge before... Right before the movie was released, Eminem had a thing with the Minions. Also, St. Vincent is on the soundtrack along with her. Yeah. And Jack Antonoff produced the soundtrack. And I think I made the joke to you or at work or somewhere. I was like, we are so close to having a Lana Del Rey Minion song.
They're already on tier with like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like the Minions are going to have their own Christmas song. I think that if they really wanted to, the Minions could have their own pop group.
This has been the Quirky Relatables podcast.